Urbana, your home for the St. Louis Cardinals.
He wants to be president until 2029. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News.
When I ran for president 4 years ago, I said we're in a battle for the soul of America. And we still are.
President Biden in a video announcing he's running for re-election.
Personal freedom is fundamental to who we are as Americans.
There's nothing more important, nothing more sacred.
The Biden campaign is going to be run by White House official Julie Chavez Rodriguez and Raphael Warnock alum Quentin Fulks. And they've already emailed their list asking for donations at joebiden.com as the RNC hopes to counter with factcheckjoebiden.com. He's 80 years old, and he is betting that is not going to be an issue.
Fox's Peter Ducey. There are two other Democrats also running, Marianne Williamson and Robert F. Kennedy Jr., but the president could be setting up a rematch next year with former President Trump, the Republican frontrunner, who's got another legal issue in New York City. Jury selection starts today in author E. Jean Carroll's lawsuit claiming Trump raped her decades ago when he defamed her, denying it.
Carroll was able to bring the charges because of a New York law she lobbied to pass, which created a one-year window for sexual abuse victims to sue their attackers, no matter how long ago the incident happened. The trial follows other legal trouble for the former president, including 34 felony charges in New York City, as well as investigations in Georgia and Washington, D.C.
Fox's Tanya J. Powers. North Dakota now has one of the strictest abortion laws in the country, signed by the Republican governor, only allowing abortions before 6 weeks of pregnancy, only in cases of rape or incest or medical emergency. There are reports of fighting continuing in Sudan despite a 72-hour ceasefire warring generals agreed to as they battle for control of Sudan, brokered by Secretary of State Blinken.
To bring an end to the fighting and a return to the transition to a civilian government.
The U.S. has evacuated all diplomatic staff from the embassy. The government's in contact with dozens of American citizens still in Sudan who say they want to leave. America's listening to Fox News.
Inflation is nothing more than legalized theft. Hi, I'm Dr. Ron Paul, and to preserve your wealth, I highly recommend keeping physical gold in your retirement account. To learn more, text the word SHELTER to 989898 to get a free info kit on gold IRAs from Birch Gold, which is the only gold IRA company I trust. So text SHELTER to 989898 to request your free info kit right now.
When you're an innovative business, every blinking cursor, every blank page is an opportunity. What will you do with it? Will you make something better? Or create something new? Our Dell Technologies advisors provide you with tools and expertise to do incredible things. Because we believe there's an innovator in all of us. For advice on smart PCs powered by Intel vPro that's built for business, call a Dell Technologies advisor at 877-ASK-DELL.
Russian attacks and its war in Ukraine are blamed for at least four more civilian deaths, one of them a worker at a museum that was bombed in Kupiansk City. Ukraine's military took back after Russian forces had taken over it. Ukraine's president is once again calling Russia a terrorist country, targeting not just people but their history and culture. And Russia took a lot of flack at the United Nations.
Russia called this UN Security Council meeting to talk about multilateralism, countries working together for the greater good. Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov got countries working together all right. The EU's representative berating Russia for its invasion of Ukraine.
We all know that while Russia is destroying, we are building.
And the US condemning the arrest of foreign citizens like Paul Whelan and Evan Gershkovich.
Let Paul and Evan come home.
The head of the United Nations himself telling Russia it's breaking the UN Charter. Lavrov accused the West of ganging up on Russia and China. Meetings continue today. Jonathan Savage, Fox News.
In Israel, it's Memorial Day, honoring fallen soldiers and those killed in militant attacks. Tomorrow, Israel marks 75 years since the country's founding amid a rise in tension with Palestinians and internal tension over Prime Minister Netanyahu's conservative policies. On Wall Street, stock futures are down ahead of today's trading. In the NBA playoffs, a Heat star was red hot. Jimmy Butler scored 56 points to lead Miami to a 119-114 win over Milwaukee on TNT. The Bucks, the top seed in the East, are now down 3-1. The LA Lakers also up 3-1 on Memphis with a 117-111 overtime win. LeBron James had 22 points and 20 rebounds. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
Here's a look at local news. I'm Jim Miller. A road just outside of Urbana closing this week in order to allow for construction work on the side of the road. Officials with the Champaign County Highway Department said High Cross Road will be closing tomorrow to allow crews to install riprap in a roadside ditch. The closure, a quarter of a mile long, it'll start right away south of Airport Road. Illinois Department of Public Health reporting a single case of Legionnaires' disease at the Illinois Veterans Home in Quincy. Health officials say a team was deployed to the Veterans Home and all water sources are being tested. Residents, family members, and powers of attorney were all notified. On Sunday, dozens of people gathered around Alma Mater to protest the university's investment in fossil fuels. Students for Environmental Concerns hosting the Climate March. The crowd was dressed in orange clothing, symbolizing their unity towards the cause throughout their march on Sunday. Again, it took place about noontime. You're up to date from the Stevie J Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Jim Miller.
And an overcast and cool day across East Central Illinois, ESPN 93.5. I'm Stevie J. That's Diane Ducey. That's meteorologist Greg Solier, my friend. Good morning to you.
Good morning there, buddy boy. And yeah, with some shower activity as well, primarily downtown Urbana North, up towards maybe around Fisher and Mahomet, and from there to areas around the Bloomington-Normal area, everything kind of tracking from a west-northwest to east-southeast orientation. So yeah, some spots already seeing a little bit of rain and some sprinkle activity as you go south of Philo, actually closer to Charleston, Mattoon, and the I-70 corridor. So kind of a drippy day today. A couple of showers around this morning and this afternoon. We do see a little modest bump on temperatures. Yeah, it's kind of cold and clammy out there. Not bad for a late April morning struggle on temperatures, though, during the afternoon hours. The story for the foreseeable future, except for this little mini warm-up later on this week. We're back into one of these cold, core, upper, mid to late winter type lows. It'll migrate through the Midwest and some additional shower activity. We'll mix down some cold air. Still don't think we're done with snowflake action and certainly some frost and freeze potential even into later next week and beyond. 44, Willett and Savoy right now with a high today of 57. The rain chances, if you're scoring at home, about 50-50 both this morning and back in this afternoon. The activity should be out this evening. Clouds break late and a frosty low. Yeah, I'll be scraping that off tomorrow morning at 36. Tomorrow, frosty start to the day, mostly sunny, close to 60. A bit milder Thursday with sunshine 64 despite shower activity in the afternoon on Friday. The high to 67 and some colder weather for the weekend. Each day, a couple of showers around and who knows, maybe late Monday night into early Tuesday, even Sunday night into early Monday. A wet snowflake somewhere from Champaign on northward will be only to about 59 on Saturday, 55 Sunday, lower 50s for Monday and Tuesday when we should be early next week well into the upper 60s for typical normal afternoon highs. For Stevie J Broadcasting, I'm meteorologist Greg Solier.
All right, thanks, friend. Appreciate that. Meteorologist Greg Solier, ESPN 93.5. All right, so we do have a Stever, the program where I, Stevie J, hand you money for you to spend, and today it's at Interstate Batteries. So if you need batteries, it's a $150 voucher. Most people are getting car, truck, van batteries, maybe boat batteries, motorcycle batteries, boat batteries, golf cart. But if you want to go buy a whole lot of AA batteries, I guess you could do that too if you need batteries. Anyway, it's car, truck, van is predominantly what we've been doing. So if you need a car, truck, or van battery, I'm paying. It's Interstate Batteries, outrageously dependable. They're just the best, and it's fast, and it's personal, and the service is five-star. So if you're interested, go to gostever.com. If you're not a member, we don't get it, but that's fine. Thousands of people have signed up for our program because there's a really smart, I mean stupid radio person giving out money. So if you are interested, gostever.com, gostever.com, and you can... get in on this. You get an email tonight after 8 if you win. But there's some people who were really happy yesterday with me giving $1,000 to spend at Kramer Siding and Window.
Absolutely.
Somebody needed a door and siding.
It's amazing how some people wait for their, you know, spring project, whether it be their yard or their house or their vehicle or whatever the case may be. So it's pretty neat that you have thought of this at GoStever.com. And you can be a free member, and it's very easy to participate. And the businesses love this feedback.
It just, they have people that have transactional business with them every month, and then they have some feedback too. So how did they do? I mean, we're getting some good stuff from Paxson Hardware and Rental. Scott's getting some nice comments because you go into Paxson Hardware and Rental. It's a little bigger. It's got an old-fashioned hardware store.
Yeah.
where there's just, you're looking around going, man, how many SKUs they have in here? A million? Mm. There's a lot of items in there. And then there are people with vests that walk around.
Yes.
May I help you?
And take you to the whatever gardening thing you need. And you can rent the rototillers and things like that. Yeah. And we're definitely doing gardening right now.
Yeah.
And you can rent the bouncy houses and the foam machine and all kinds of things to make your spring party or graduation or Mother's Day. All these events are coming up and really take it up a notch. It's a great place.
Yep. You'll like it. And we gave out $100 bills there. And that'll come up again in May, by the way. Okay, so here we are. It is 25th of April. May begins next week. Then you're into graduations. You got Mother's Day. Spring flowers blooming even more. I had tulips going, and not so much with 27 degrees the other morning.
That's right. That's
a bummer. And what do you do? Cover them?
But do I never cover them. They just wilt then?
Yeah, they just get the
petals fall off.
Too cold for our little babies out there.
Mm-hmm.
But the grass is green. Everybody's getting into mowing. A little bit of allergy season. We're into some of that. Some people who struggle with allergy. It just depends. Weird. Sometimes I have them. Sometimes I don't.
Right.
So I'm not sure what all that is. We're going to be discussing at some point bees. I can't wait to talk about bees.
Yeah.
Because we learned a lot about bees here. Had a few bees here at the studio in Philo.
And the hive, we think, was around 10 years old from our Roger.
10 or maybe older.
Beekeeper.
Anyway, we had a beekeeper remove them. We did not want to hurt the bees.
Right.
So we have special people. And Roger and Steve came. Steve is like your National Geographic guy.
Mm-hmm.
But what a bee does, if you think that we all came from evolution and a mud puddle, you got to know what the bee does. I had no idea the intricacies. When the queen has a zillion babies, they might not have a zillion, but they have a lot.
Lays all these eggs.
There is one that is kind of named as the new queen, and the other workers know who that is, and they feed them better.
The royal jelly.
But how do you do that? How do they know that? How do they communicate?
I don't know.
And if the queen is threatened, they all jump on her and protect her, like Secret Service on steroids.
Yeah.
And the way that they live, and they apparently the bees go poop once a month. Did you know that? Bees poop about once a month.
Okay.
But they, when it's cold, they don't go out. So when the weather turns, everybody goes at once. And then they all come back at once.
Okay.
Who thought that out? I mean, this is amazing. So we got, these two guys are going to be on sometime. And it's remarkable.
We had a long and narrow hive, like 6 foot.
It was 6 foot up, and they had to remove the brick. But Johnny didn't want to. This is Johnny's building. He didn't want to hurt him. And,
right.
And you're not supposed to. Sometimes I'm told that if there's a boiler to take out and it's $15,000, you can't do it.
Right.
But for the most part, the bees seem to be coming back a little bit, because without the bees, I think we lose a lot of food. Because they pollinate everything.
Boy, the honey is just so delicious in this area, too.
It is, in fact, the only food that never spoils. They have found good honey in Egyptian tombs.
Mm.
And you can eat it.
Wow.
That's just a remarkable fact that it's the only food that does not spoil is honey.
Well, and I think that helps with the allergies and things like that, too.
They say if you have local honey, tablespoon a day, it's supposed to be local honey.
Uh-huh.
It's supposed to alleviate some of the stress of allergies, and I don't know for sure that's true, but that's what I'm told.
Wow.
All right, sports headlines at 8:14.
San Francisco beat St. Louis 4-0 yesterday. It's an 8:45 start as the Cardinals use Jake Woodford on the mound and John Brebbia for the San Francisco Giants.
Former Cardinal. Great.
Oh, okay. It should be interesting.
Just
if you'd like
great.
To check that out.
Here's where trade me.
Exactly. San Diego Padres using Blake Snell on the mound against the Cubs. Justin Steele at 8:40, and that's from Wrigley. So that could be a chilly game tonight. Chicago White Sox are in Toronto for their game this evening. We'll have the Illini in action in Bradley at Peoria at 6 o'clock. And at Eichelberger Field at home, our softball team is facing DePaul. Just a reminder, we've got a bus trip to Bush. I know we're getting texts in to 359-2255. The word bus, it's a 1 o'clock start, I believe, Cardinals versus Marlins. And that's on July 19th.
Wednesday.
Okay,
so yep.
Check that out now. See if you could be a part. A very unusual kind of sweet experience that you don't get to participate in very often.
Well, you'll like the food. They had some brisket in there last time.
Mm-hmm.
And it's Suite 207. Ironically, I was in the same suite. And the you're sitting there. It's just our bus in that section. Only our people, 40 people or whatever. And then as you're watching the game on the first base line, you have a TV right above you. And the TV's just a second behind. So you can watch the pitch and then look at the screen, see where the ball was.
Okay.
Because you really can't tell.
Huh.
And so you can see the speed of the ball. You really kind of can synchronize and enjoy the ball game, see the replays. Everything's right there in the suite. And you got all the food and drink. And then they come out and they say, okay, we only have about 10 more minutes of the drinks. We only have about 15 more minutes of the food. So you go get more.
Yeah.
And then you eat. And then conveniently across Suite 207 is the women's bathroom. Right across the door, 10 feet.
Okay.
The men, you have to walk about 30 feet. So the women's bathroom right up outside our suite.
Everything's super convenient where the bus parks and the gate that you're walking into, and you head right up on the elevator, and boom, there's the suite. So
you get on probably the ramp.
Okay.
The ramp leads right to it. There are escalators, and then you walk down the hall. You can do that too.
Okay.
But it's very I didn't plan it. It just worked out where we got Suite 207 first base side. We park on the first base side. We're about 100 feet from bus parking to the door. You go in, and then you walk up or go up the escalator. You find your suite, and you're there. And you're easy out, easy in. It's really cool.
Some of the trending stories. The transfer portal yielded Quincy Guerrier, a 6'8 junior that's come in from the Oregon Ducks. That's going to be our 23-year-old player, I believe. So
turns 24 next month.
Okay. So got some experience.
Those are the old guys.
From Montreal.
Yeah, but he's his third team.
Mm-hmm.
It's his third team. And I don't know, man. It's just a different world. I mean, it's like, hey, you can't wait till Luke's a junior. You know, we don't have much of that. We got Luke Goody coming back. We got Ty Rogers coming back for his sophomore year. Sincere coming back for his sophomore year. RJ Melendez left.
Yeah. Terry Shannon.
He's declared, but it's possible he could come back.
And Coleman's on the fence.
Coleman's declared the NBA.
Okay.
Possible he
but
comes
no
back.
No agent fire.
Right. That's what I understand. But it's just such a different world because it's essentially meet the Brady Bunch. It's a new kind of a flow. And so we don't know anything about these people. We don't know how good they are, where they fit. We don't know anything. So
we also have the Jets picking up Aaron Rodgers after 18 seasons. Aaron's 39, and they'll get some draft picks in the deal. So when it comes to the NBA, we had Miami over Milwaukee, 119 to 114. Jimmy Butler drops 56.
That's a pretty good game.
Heat stunning the Bulls.
The Heat were down 14. In the fourth quarter.
Wow.
Jimmy went crazy.
He did. 3-1. Heat's on top. 3-1. Lakers are on top. In overtime, Lakers beat Memphis 117-111. Atlanta's at Boston. Minnesota at Denver. And LA Clippers are at Phoenix tonight. Those are all 3-1 series with Boston, Denver, and Phoenix leading those. And, of course, the Stanley Cup playoffs are continuing. So if you're into hockey, you've got Minnesota and Dallas tonight, LA and Edmonton, those series tied up at 2, and New York is at Carolina. Carolina's up 3-1 in those series. So that'll update you on sports. I'm Diane Ducey.
All right, so our local guy who's state treasurer, Mike Frerichs, is coming up.
Mm-hmm.
Apparently they did quite well in March, earning money.
Yes, and I'd like to ask him about the ABLE account for those with disabilities and how you can save. Plus, we've got some, things that you can claim and get some money.
If your name is on the lost money.
That's right.
Yeah, which your name is
some
never on the lost money. Yeah, maybe.
Maybe.
Worth looking yourself up. Fox Business Minute also coming up.
We'll get everyone. Let's check weather for East Central Illinois, Champaign, Urbana, and vicinity in detail. Lots of clouds for the day today. Back into a chilly weather pattern that continues on. And the Clipper system moving on through generates a couple of spells of rain shower activity for the day today. More snow up into parts of Wisconsin and Michigan, mind you. 57 here with a south wind shifting into the west and northwest. Cold tonight. Clouds break as the night wears on. Areas of frost too by the dawn. Down to 36 on diminishing north winds. Tomorrow a frosty start with a mostly sunny cool afternoon high, close to 60 on a northeast wind. Down to 35 for tomorrow night, mostly sunny, a bit milder. 64 Thursday, 67 on Friday. That's where the warm-up comes to an end, with a couple of rain showers late in the day on Friday. One of these cold upper lows parks itself over our part of the Midwest with lots of clouds, passing shower activity. Who knows, a couple of more snowflakes for our possible by perhaps at some point Monday or Tuesday morning. More frost as well, middle part of next week. Daytime temperatures just in the low to mid 50s. Overnight readings upper 30s and lower 40s. For Stephen J. Broadcasting, I'm meteorologist Greg Solier.
I'm Elizabeth McDonald, and this is the Fox Business Report.
There's upbeat news from some corporate giants this morning, though the overall picture we're getting is mixed. PepsiCo says it's seeing resilient demand for its products, which include Frito-Lay snacks. Its earnings and revenue top forecasts, it raised its expectations for the year. General Motors' quarter was better than predicted. It's also still seeing strong demand. McDonald's sales rose in the period. It was able to charge more for some items. It's been seeing more visits to its restaurants. GE Healthcare is now a standalone company. It also reported an upbeat quarter. But it's not all rosy. 3M is restructuring and will cut 6,000 jobs on top of 2,500 announced in January. It's downsizing its corporate operations, will simplify its supply chain, and reduce management layers. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Ginny Cosilda, invested in you.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network. Listen to the all-new Brett Baer Podcast, featuring Common Ground, talking to lawmakers weekly from opposite sides of the political spectrum about the issues of the day and how Americans can find common ground in a politicized world.
That's just not happening on Capitol Hill. It takes leadership, right?
Yeah, it absolutely does.
Along with all your Brett Baer favorites like The Campaign, The Candidates, The All-Star Panel, and much more. Available now at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Local guy, tall drink of water, Mike Frericks, treasurer of the state of Illinois. How are you, Mike?
Stevie, I am wonderful. Good morning.
Been a while. Your daughter must be about eight years old by now.
8 or 14.
Time
flies when you're having fun. She's finishing up eighth grade this year.
You got driver's permit in the next year or so, buddy. So there you go.
I've already got a head full of gray hair. I can't get much more gray.
That's so funny. All right, there's a number of things. Didn't you go to Yale or something?
I did. Didn't have enough poor farm kids. I was economic and geographic diversity.
Boom!
Excellent.
You're from Gifford, so are you the only Gifford guy to ever go to Yale?
I've not looked all the trading cards, but I know what I know of. It was good. I tell people I went out east for school. I spent my summers in Eastern Europe. I moved to the Far East, and then eventually ended up right back in Gifford for several years. I bought my first house.
That's awesome.
That's a great, great community.
And what did you study at Yale?
I studied history, Central European history.
Well, good for you.
So
you know,
great training for being a state treasurer.
Well, you guys have figured out how to make money. Is it 98?
We have.
98.7 million. What that generally means is if you're a state treasurer and you studied history, but yet you made this kind of money, that means you've got really good people around you as well. Is that true?
I do. I've got good people, had good training as well. I served on the Champaign County Board, was county auditor for 4 years, 8 years in the state senate, became a certified public finance officer. So by the time that I became treasurer, I was in a much better place than when I graduated from college.
Well, you've got a few other things here, so congratulations on earning the money. But you also, what's the ABLE account? What is that?
So ABLE is like a college savings account, but it's for people with disabilities. So it stands for Achieving a Better Life Experience. It allows families to save and invest for their kids with disabilities. The growth in their investments is tax-free as long as it's used for a disability-related expense. But the amazing thing is right now you are capped with how many assets you can have. You can't have more than $2,000 in assets or you lose your federal benefits. If you save in an ABLE savings account, you can save up to $100,000, allowing parents to leave their kids with a brighter future.
Awesome. Okay. That's called the ABLE account. And then what's the account where I can look and find that I'm a millionaire and lost money? I want that.
Well, that is our iCash or unclaimed property. We encourage people to go to our website at illinoistreasurer.gov. Click on iCash. It's a simple database. Put your database there. Put your name in. see if we have money that belongs to you. We find about one in four people who visit our website find we have something that belongs to them.
Really?
The odds are much better than the lottery.
25% of the people that go there find something.
Yeah, it's amazing. People think that I don't lose my money, I'm responsible with my money. That may be true, but maybe someone owed you money and they mailed it to the wrong address. Or maybe some corporation mailed it to you and you thought it was junk mail and threw that check away. Just because you threw the check away doesn't mean they get to keep that money. We fight on behalf of Illinois citizens to get money that belongs to them and put it back in their hands. And since taking office, we've returned over $1.6 billion. Stevie, it's like I get to play Santa Claus 365 days a year.
Wow. Well, if this press release saying that you made $1.85 billion in investments since taking office, can you be in charge of spending it, too?
Unfortunately, I'm not. That's the General Assembly and the governor. But I do tell people that we take that part of our job very seriously because we know that every dollar we can bring in interest is a dollar they don't have to raise in taxes. Or a dollar in cuts, they don't have to make for things like our schools or our roads and bridges.
Okay, you want a hard question today? You feel like that?
Sure. Okay. Always ready for them.
There are a lot of people moving out of the state because they just don't like some of the direction, and it's not necessarily Democrat, more progressive and further to the left that a lot are comfortable with. You've got to balance all of that to follow the principles Mike Frericks has, but also to represent and to understand that we're very different from one part of the state to the other. How do you balance all of those thoughts, Mike?
You know, it can be difficult. I tell people I choose to focus on the things I can control and make them better. I can't control what everyone else is doing, but we can control our investment returns, or we can try to maximize them. You know, other people may want to spend money in some way, but if we help more families save for their future, that's good for the state. And when we help them save for their retirement, that's good for the individuals, but it also means they'll be much less likely to need the social safety net, saving all of us money. When we help kids save for college, we help families prepare and save for college, that's less debt those kids will be taking out, and more money they'll have to spend on things like a new home or a new car or starting a family. So I just say that there's a lot of things out there that frustrate me. But I focus on things I can control, and if at the end of the day we move the ball down the field, I can go to sleep well.
Okay. All right, Mike Frericks, can people – yeah, go ahead.
The Ag Invest, I wanted to find out a little bit about that.
Oh, that's another thing we do in this office. I grew up in Gifford. My family's been farming for generations. I wanted to make sure that our number one industry in the state continues to be competitive. I know how capital-intensive it can be to put a crop in the ground and take it out every year. So we revamped our Ag Invest program and made over $1 billion in loans to farmers in this state, lower interest loans. We think it's a good investment for the state because we make money off of these loans, but we also, when we help farmers create wealth for themselves, it benefits our entire state economy.
Well, is that something else we can find out at IllinoisTreasurer.gov?
All of our great programs, whether it be college savings or ABLE or ICASH or Ag Invest, you can go to IllinoisTreasurer.gov. .gov, find some information, find how State of Illinois is investing in you.
Real quick, I wanted to ask about Mendoza Comptroller, that she's paying down some debt and looks like she's gaining on it. Do you guys work together at all on some of that? Or?
Yeah, we work together and work with the General Assembly. If the General Assembly doesn't pass balanced budgets, if they don't have money, then she can't write those checks. But we both have our signature on those checks. I find that if we work together, we can get a lot more accomplished.
Mike Frericks, appreciate your time. And I don't know if you've been to the Long Branch Steakhouse. We advertise a lot for them in Gifford. Man, is that a good steak. Holy cow.
It is a great restaurant. It's been a staple up in Gifford, drawing people from miles around for years.
Hey, I appreciate your time, Treasurer Frericks. Thanks for being on.
Stevie and Diane, thank you both very much.
Talk soon.
All right, have a good one.
That's a Treasurer Mike Frericks on the Tapman's Towing phone line. ESPN 93.5. It is 8:29. The news is next. Another half hour to go. How about a trip, ladies and gentlemen? Imagine you're in the south of France in October when the temperature will be 70. Hi, it's Stevie J. And it's time to travel. Join Larry and Elena Canfer for their Off the Beaten Path to the South of France and Italy, September 29th through October 9th. The south of France is noted for its Mediterranean lifestyle and unique artists like Van Gogh, Picasso, and Chagall. They'll go off the beaten path to explore picturesque villages and seaside towns. You'll enjoy delicious meals with the greatest olive oil and wine. Then you'll go east to Milan, the Italian city of design and fashion and Ferraris. Again, the trip leaves from Champaign September 29th and goes through October 9th, non-stop flights both ways. It's the south of France and Milan, Italy, with Larry and Elena Canfer. For complete details and to sign up, go to steviejtravel.com. That's steviejtravel.com. Stevie J Travel. Where do you want to go? Here's the deal. When you combine State Farm Home and Auto Insurance, you save an average of $889. State Farm agent Kurt Lenshaw is ready to help you combine home and auto and save right here in Champaign-Urbana. Call 352-1411 today. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Average annual per household savings based on a 2019 national survey by State Farm of new policyholders who reported savings by switching to State Farm.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. The paperwork's filed and President Biden's officially running for re-election. His campaign put out a video announcement this morning.
This is not a time to be complacent. That's why I'm running for re-election.
Florida House Republican Corey Mills supports former President Trump's re-election.
We must have a Republican president who will hold our adversaries accountable, who will secure our border, which is a true human, national, and security crisis across the world, or across the United States.
He's on Fox Business. A civil trial against former President Trump starts today in New York.
Jury selection is set to begin in a case brought by author E. Jean Carroll, who said in 2019 that former President Trump raped her nearly 25 years before in a Manhattan department store dressing room.
Fox's Tanya J. Powers in New York. Trump says Carroll's story is not true. America's listening to Fox News.
Here's a look at local news. I'm Jim Miller. Illinois Department of Health is reporting a single case of Legionnaires' disease at the Illinois Veterans Home in Quincy. Officials say a team deployed to the Veterans Home and all water sources being tested. Residents, family members, and powers of attorney have been notified. Illinois public, private, and tribal schools encouraged to apply for the Lieutenant Governor's STEM Education Scholarship Program. It offers up to $1,000 to support STEM-related activities. Deadline to apply is May 1st. More information available online at nlga.awardsplatform.com. Illinois ranks among the top 10 states for vehicle thefts. That according to a study by vehicle history check platform CarVertical, which ranked Illinois as 6th for vehicle thefts last year. Data shows thefts in the state up 35% compared to 2021. Last year, over 1 million cars were stolen nationwide, the highest number since 2008. You're up to date from the Stevie J Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Jim Miller.
Logan, everyone, let's check weather for Eastern Toronto. Champaign-Urbana vicinity, almost a Clipper-style weather system on the move. It'll keep things on a cool note for the day today. A modest recovery on temperatures heading on through the end part of the week, and then a stronger weather system up aloft, almost a midwinter setup evolve, and with that, a traditional shower activity and a change back to increasingly colder air. Wouldn't be surprised if we ultimately see a couple more snowflakes at some point by early next week, at least in the air. A couple of rain showers around for the day today. 57. South winds will shift west-northwest. We'll bottom out tonight with areas of frost late to 36. Tomorrow, some sun after a frosty start up to 59. Mostly sunny, a bit milder Thursday at 64. A couple of rain showers break out for the day on Friday. The high to 67. Then colder weather for the weekend. Just 59 on Saturday. 55 Sunday. Lower 50s for Monday and Tuesday. More frost potential as well by the middle part of next week. And each day for the weekend into early next week, a couple of showers around 2. For Steve J. Broadcasting, I'm meteorologist Greg Soldier.
Short-term market fluctuations can be unnerving for everyone. A proven way to tune out the noise and focus on long-term investment goals is to adhere to a well-constructed investment plan. This is Eric Bolin with Provident Financial Group. If you don't have a plan in place, we can help create one designed specifically for you. Call us today for a complimentary consultation. Contact us at 217-366-3456 or find us online at providentfinancialgroupllc.com.
Securities and advisory services offered through Commonwealth Financial Network, member FINRA, SIPC, or registered investment advisor.
By now, you've all heard the expression, when you turn the key and the car won't run, call 367-9481 for PDR Automotive. They are what's best for your truck or car. They are PDR. But who are they? They, the PDR staff, understand that a name is only as good as the people that represent it. The PDR staff has more than 335 years of combined automotive experience, several employees now on staff for more than 25 years. PDR, more than just a name. Family owned and operated, now celebrating over 50 years in business.
Hi, this is Kirk Lehman with Aftershock Decals and Design. And right now we are looking for an honest, hardworking individual that wants a career with Aftershock Decals and Design. If you have any kind of experience wrapping vehicles, tinting windows, we want you. You
can't touch this.
No, not that kind of wrapper. Can't touch this. Please go to our website at AftershockDD.com, click on the jobs tab, and send in your resume. We want you. AftershockDD.com.
Pepsi Cola Champagne Urbana Bottling, a valued member of the community for two generations, is proud to announce that applications are being accepted for commercial drivers, merchandisers, warehouse associates, plus a website and social media intern. Full-time positions include major medical, dental, a 401k and vacation time, along with sick time and paid holidays. To view all openings and to apply, go to PepsiColaCU.com. Then under the More header, click Employment Opportunities. Equal Opportunity Employer.
Crossroads Contractor Supply, bringing us our Stevie J Broadcasting Law Enforcement Official of the Month.
Tara Herless, Law Enforcement Official of the Month. She has been chosen. Well, you're doing good work, and you get to bring Kirby here, your wonderful dog of comfort.
It's a different way to interact with police. There's a different side of, you know, what we wear and who we are. That behavioral health unit that I was talking about, they are on patrol, actively responding to those in mental health crisis. They have a therapy dog partner with an officer and a social worker responding to those firsthand.
What is the overall reaction when you bring that little Samoyan in?
As soon as we walk into places, people want to get on the floor. They want to be petting him, laying on him. We went to one of the dorms. It was supposed to be like 30 different folks stopping in. And then I think because people saw him there, there ended up being like 100.
Crossroads Contractor Supply, delivering within a 150-mile radius of Champaign-Urbana, supporting our Law Enforcement Official of the Month.
You spend half of your life indoors. That's half of your life underneath your roof. Who do you trust to keep you safe and dry underneath it? The name to remember is Roof Doctors. Roof Doctors understands the harsh weather conditions that your roof endures because they're a family and locally owned business. From your community, for your community, the doctors who make the house calls, Roof Doctors, at roofdoctors.com or phone 328-7529. Rest easy under a roof that's been treated by Roof Doctors.
I'm not digging on Jimmy John's. I'm just saying the sandwich is great. I mean, it's still great, but the delivery service, I mentioned last hour that it was shocking how long it took because we were so used to unbelievably freaky, right? The whole thing was,
yep.
And it was, we had a number of people text in and say, it's not quite the same.
That's right.
And so it's hard to maintain. Jimmy sold it, and it's hard to maintain the same level if it's not a priority.
Mm-hmm.
Hard to get people to do exactly what you want, but if you have a whole bunch of things you're supposed to do, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 through 60-something, I think it was. They can get it done, but it takes, you know, constant effort to produce something you really want of quality over and over and over again. I mean, that's most of the world is systems, right? If you have a system, then you can, anything has a system and you stick to the system, you have a much higher degree of possible success.
Right.
That's why franchises, you pay $280,000 to get the franchise rights for the franchise. They have the template. If you do a mom and dad called Bob's, it's harder.
Yeah.
Because you don't know. You're experimenting. You're not sure what works. They tell you this is what you do. This is how much you'll make if you do all these.
Right.
It's amazing.
So whereas Jimmy John's has the bread formula. They have the meat.
They have it all. They
and
fresh,
if somebody commented they have too much lettuce and not enough meat these days.
They weigh everything. It's just it's a system. And so something happened to Freaky Fast based on the texts that are coming in.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe not so much anymore.
359-2255 if you have any comments.
Yep. All right. ESPN 93.5.
That's
we have...
also the text that you can text in. Asleep at the wheel to win these tickets before you buy them. We're playing a little Asleep at the Wheel now. Their show is on Saturday, August 19th at the Virginia Theater. Tickets on sale April 28th, Friday. This is cool. You just never hear this kind of Western swing, honky-tonk country anymore.
Uh-uh.
I think this is an 8-member band. Asleep at the Wheel has gotten 10 Grammys. This will be fun.
Well, if you ever plan to motor west, travel my way, that's a highway, that is the best. Get your kicks out on Route 66. What do you think, Jason?
Chicago to L.A. on the way. What's the genre?
So
country
it's
and western kind of?
Western swing and honky-tonk.
Get your kicks out on Route 66.
I have a feeling that music might not be too darn loud.
I was just thinking that myself.
Oklahoma City,
Charlotte. Nice. All right, so there you go. If you want tickets to this free, you can text Asleep at the Wheel.
217-359-2255.
All right.
Now, the Virginia Theater is doing Wheel 50 as their special code on Thursday between 10 a.m. and 10 p.m. to win from them. If you need more details about Asleep at the Wheel, you can visit asleepatthewheel.com. But again, the Virginia Theater hosting Saturday, August 19th, and Asleep at the Wheel will be coming in, and the tickets on sale Friday the 28th at 10 a.m. Details at thevirginia.org.
All right, 841, ESPN 93.5. We'll do one more sports, one more weather before we leave today. The drive this afternoon on ESPN 93.5, the drive with Derek Piper and Lante. And they'll be talking today a little more about Quincy Gurrier. He's the new kid that came from Syracuse via Oregon via mm-hmm. now Illinois.
He's 6'8".
He's the big kid. He averaged 9 points a game last year. Oh, okay. Sounds good.
Mm-hmm.
But based on this last year, when we had our hopes so high and everybody was good, 1 through 10, and yeah. So we need guards that can make threes. We kind of learned that. He wanted older. We're totally older. I mean, the three transfers that have come in are 22, 23, 24.
Okay.
So listen, all coaches like older.
I mean,
older.
That was working for Purdue for sure. Weren't all those guys like.
Yeah. Gene Cady back in the day used to have guys go to prep school, then redshirt. So they'd be like, I just never forget the image of our guys walking next to their guys down the tunnel. Their guys are 25.
Uh-huh.
Our guys were 20. And there's a lot of difference in
there
life
is.
Between 20 and 25.
That's right.
Anyway, so we'll have an older team. But again, I just had such high hopes. We beat UCLA. We beat Texas. So got a little hurt this year, but I'll be back. It's just, you know, hard. We still won 20 games. But it's amazing and probably not fair that everything relies on March success. And if you have a good March, you had a good year. Wait a minute. That's kind of how it works now. You have to have a good March. And that's just, and then you got to be peaking at the right time. And you have
mm-hmm.
to have, and apparently you better have guards, plural, in March, because that's kind of what you see advancing are crazy good guards that hit fadeaway threes from nowhere. It's come on, man. Anyway, I'm excited. We'll be back. I'm really fired up for football. I think we're going to see Luke Altmyer as our quarterback.
Yeah.
That seems pretty apparent. And so that's good. I think we got a guy from Mississippi that hasn't played much, but was a 4-star recruit. There's only five stars. So he was very good going to Mississippi. Didn't get a chance to play a lot. So he's come to Illinois, and it sure worked out for Tommy DeVito. But Tommy played, you know, a number of years. This kid's only played a freshman year and a little. So he'll have 3 years eligibility. Imagine a guy staying 3 years somewhere. That'd be shocking.
Yeah, it would.
Well, we'll see. I think Brett's really, really good at this. I think he knows how to do it. And I'm excited about Illinois football. And I think so are you with 6,000 new ticket sales for season tickets. 6,000 people bought new ones. These aren't renewals. This is new. It should be that way if you win. I mean, dang, if you're not going to come when we win, whenever are you going to come?
That's right.
You're going to fold your arms for 4 years, have him do it again, but he can't do it again. I mean, come on.
But I feel like there has been an uptick in tickets in this Fam-Philly promotion that they've been running.
And you can buy a season ticket, all six or seven games, whatever it is, for $99.
Nice.
So they just want you to come and enjoy the experience, and there is nothing like college football.
It's awesome.
It is so fun. The smell of the barbecue, the people, the energy.
Memorial Stadium's been around 100 years, and they've got some special things happening. There was this Red Grange game in October that they'll be spotlighting, and we're just looking so forward to a great Fighting Illini football season.
Well, we'll see, but we're excited, and we're going to open the season early again and just try and stack some wins early. And, you know, we played for the Big Ten Championship on two separate weekends. We had Michigan State and Purdue. Had we won, I mean, we were in December. So, I mean, we were pretty darn close. So you always have to kind of go through those before you really push through and break down the door. And I think we started that last year. And it'll be fun on the draft this week, NFL. Devin Weatherspoon expected to go in the top 10.
Nice.
Highest drafted defensive back we've ever had.
So Coach Brett Bielma's going to be there with him the high five.
With a big hug, yeah.
That's right.
8:45.
Hi, I'm Tyler Weaver, president of Carpet Weaver's Flooring and Furniture Gallery. Take a look around your home. Is it finally ready for some much-needed updates? If you don't know where to start, then just meet with one of our experts. We'll help you find the perfect waterproof plank floor for your kitchen or that stain-resistant, super-soft carpet for your bedroom. Finish your room update with a custom sofa and chairs, or choose a trendy in-stock dining set that's priced right. Come home to Carpet Weavers, where floors, furniture, and family meet.
When you're looking for a business to work with, you choose someone local, someone who's terrific at what they do, a company that helps others in need in Champaign-Urbana, and a company that stands behind what they do. That company is Roof Doctors. Roof Doctors has been keeping the rain out for over 30 years. Randy and Tammy and their family work hard to not only make sure you're 100% satisfied by their work, but that they also strive to have a positive impact on Champaign-Urbana. Roof Doctors in Urbana, they make you their number one priority.
Upgrade your home comfort and save big with spring savings from Mattex. Now, for a limited time, take up to $1,200 off select new heating and cooling systems from Central Illinois' most trusted service provider. And with Mattex's flexible financing options, you won't have to wait to take advantage of these incredible savings while they last. Call today or schedule your appointment online and get five-star service that's guaranteed. Mattex. Feel the difference.
All right, a few more headlines with Diane Ducey.
All right, San Francisco beat St. Louis's Cardinals 4-0 yesterday. Jake Woodford on the mound for the Cardinals with an 8:45 start here on ESPN 93.5. John Brebbia, a formal Cardinal, pitching for the Giants.
He's the kid that grows a beard at the beginning of the year and doesn't shave it till the end of the year. And by the end of September, it's like really long.
Okay.
But he's a good pitcher, so.
San Diego using Blake Snell as they head to Wrigley for the Chicago Cubs game. It's an 8:40 start against Justin Steele on the mound for the Cubbies. Chicago White Sox are at Toronto. Mike Clevinger will be the pitcher for the White Sox. It's a 6:07 start. Stanley Cup playoffs continue. Tied at 2, New Jersey over the Rangers yesterday. Seattle beat Colorado in overtime. We'll have Minnesota at Dallas and LA at Edmonton. Those are tied at 2 apiece. Also at 3-1 on the series, we had Toronto over Tampa Bay in overtime and Vegas over Winnipeg. We have New York at Carolina, who is on 3-1 on that series. So we've been mentioning about Illinois baseball at Bradley at 6 and Illinois softball taking on DePaul at 5. That's sports. I'm Diane Ducey.
Hey, Jesse with Land's Drain Cleaning and Underground Solution. Do you have a broken water line? Do you got water leaking up on your property? Give us a call today and we'll have our expert underground plumbers and we can replace that water line or fix it for you. Land's Drain Cleaning and Underground Solutions. Why call anyone else?
Hey, where are you headed?
To Kelsey Furniture in Tuscola.
What do they have there?
What don't they have there? Living room furniture, benches, chests, love seats, sectionals, tables, bedroom sets, hutches, nightstands, end tables, cabinets, mirrors, stools, clocks, lamps, pillows, rugs, desks, media consoles, patio furniture, Tempur-Pedic mattresses, and more.
So, everything.
Yeah, probably could have just said that.
Kelsey Furniture, quality for less.
If you're looking for a pre-owned car, truck, or van, look no further than Sarah Champagne. You know them for their five incredible vehicle brands, the BMW, Honda, Subaru, Buick, and GMC. But did you know they also have over 100 used cars, trucks, and vans in stock right now? And at Sarah Champagne, they will take care of you. You can trust them. And prices begin at under $2,000. Stop by Sarah Champagne. They're at Burwash and Savoy, or go online, sarahchampagne.com. That's Sarah, S-E-R. RRAChampagne.com.
Jets is hiring. Call 217-352-9992 or stop into 1907 West Springfield Avenue near Round Barn in Champaign. Jets is open till 10 p.m. Fridays and Saturdays till midnight. Are you looking for a side hustle? Here's Josh from Jets talking about the benefits of doing deliveries.
When I was a delivery driver, it was amazing how much the actual amount of money I had just shot right up. You have money in your pocket every single day.
For details on joining the team, visit JetsPizza.com.
Logan, everyone, let's check weather for East and Florence, Champagne, Havana, and vicinity in detail. Lots of clouds for the day today, back into a chilling weather pattern that continues on. And a little clipper system moving on through generates a couple of spells of rain shower activity for the day today. More snow up into parts of Wisconsin and Michigan, mind you. 57 here with a south wind shifting into the west and northwest. Cold tonight, clouds break as the night wears on, and areas of frost too by the dawn. Down to 36 on diminishing north winds. Tomorrow, a frosty start with a mostly sunny cool afternoon high. Close to 60 on a northeast wind. Down to 35 for tomorrow night. Mostly sunny, a bit milder. 64 Thursday, 67 on Friday. That's where the warm-up comes to an end, with a couple of rain showers late in the day on Friday. One of these cold upper lows parks itself over our part of the Midwest with lots of clouds, passing shower activity. Who knows? A couple of more snowflakes for our possible by perhaps at some point Monday or Tuesday morning. More frost as well, middle part of next week. Daytime temperatures just in the low to mid 50s. Overnight readings upper 30s and lower 40s. For Stephen J. Broadcasting, I'm meteorologist Greg Solier.
Hey, all you backyard chefs and grill gurus, barbecue season is here, and I know that you're anxious to fire up that smoker or grill, but your yard needs mowed. Yes, your wife is getting hangry, but that grass isn't going to cut itself. What's an aspiring pitmaster going to do? Get the world's fastest mower, of course, a Dixie Chopper from Dedicated Diesel in Urbana. They carry a full line of Dixie Choppers from the Z2 and Magnum residential models up to the big Excalibur and classic commercial machines that can mow nearly 8 acres an hour. This is award-winning competition pitmaster Tim Onstott, and whether I'm cooking low and slow or hot and fast, I always have time to savor the flavor because my mowing time is cut down by Dixie Chopper, the world's fastest mower. Get your Dixie Chopper at Champaign-Urbana's only dealer, Dedicated Diesel, at 1313 Triumph Drive in Urbana, 217-328-0562.
What kind of bedside manner would you like your doctor to have? At Roof Doctors, they make sure you feel good about what they can do for you. They make sure they answer all of your questions and feel comfortable about whatever procedure your roof needs. Roof Doctors has helped customers for over 30 years. Randy and Tammy have helped make lives better in our community with their generosity and kindness. Roof Doctors is a company you can trust if you need anything done on your roof. Roof Doctors in Urbana. They make you their number one priority. Yeah, I got some more yak meat. This is the healthiest red meat. I'm preparing it with some spices. I can't wait. Have you heard rare, exotic Tibetan yak meat is now available locally? Savannah Ridge Farms, operating in Indianola, Illinois, has been expanding their yak herd in central Illinois for nearly 2 years, offering local farm-to-table meat containing absolutely no antibiotics, no hormones or steroids. Savannah Ridge Farms raises free-range yaks fed organic grass and hay in chemical-free open land. They are humanely raised and harvested locally. Yak meat is one of the best sources of protein and is nearly 100% fat-free. So if you want healthy, nutrient-dense, vitamin-packed red meat without the worry of how it got to your plate, visit SavannahRidgeFarms.com and check out their Facebook page. They deliver to Champaign and Vermilion counties. You can even pick them up at their farm. It's SavannahRidgeFarms.com.
John, do you remember what you were doing, say, about 10 years ago?
About as good as recalling what happened last week.
Right. Well, if you purchased, say, a dishwasher at Dick Van Dyke Appliance World 9 years and 364 days ago, it'd still be covered.
By the famous 10-year protection plan, of course.
Well, it's included with most purchases at Dick Van Dyke. And according to one Google reviewer, they still had unmatched prices and helpful people who delivered and set up the appliances without hassle.
The review mentions that they shopped around, did the comparison, and still found the best value at Dick Van Dyke.
So can you really not recall what you did last week?
Can you?
Now that I think of it, not really.
This is Dennis Reakin, chairman of Dick Van Dyke Appliance World. Our exclusive 10-year protection plan comes free with most appliance purchases, and we still beat any competitor's deal. Wow!
Dick Van Dyke Appliance World. When you buy from us, you get the whole store.
Okay, again, Cardinals on late tonight. Cubbies over on US 105.9 against the Padres in Wrigley. Cubs are playing pretty darn good. They did get beat 3 out of 4 to the Dodgers. Padres are just as good. So they have their hands full with them. Cardinals have their hands full with anybody. So the Cardinals are just not playing what we expected, like what we expected. We do have July 19. Just text in bus if you have interest. We'll get you information. July 19 is our bus trip. We're going to the Cardinals-Marlins game. It's a weekday, Wednesday, and we leave at 8 in the morning, hopefully back by 6:30. So it's pretty cool. It's an early start. It's kind of a matinee.
Uh-huh.
And Diana hosts the bus. And if you want to go, just give us some heads up and we'll get you info where you can get yourself a suite ticket. It's an all-suite bus, $225 each. Includes all food, all beverages, everything in a beautiful private
suite.
Super
convenient when we pull up to Bush park the bus there.
Okay.
And Interstate All Battery Center at 2504 North Mattis in Champaign.
Stever, GoStever.com, buying batteries. Thanks, Diane.
Enjoy the day.
I'm Stevie J. Have a great Tuesday.
Hi, I'm Tyler Weaver, president of Carpet Weavers Flooring and Furniture Gallery. It's time to come home to Carpet Weavers. We don't want you to just like your new floors. We want you to love them. From waterproof floors and carpet to furnitures and design advice, we've got a team of experts on your side. We'll get you the best price and the best quality products. And complete your home with furniture and accessories. Buy it all with free financing, too. Come home to Carpet Weavers, where floors, furniture, and family meet.
The sounds of spring and the smell of flowers in the air, they all add up to Spring Green, America's neighborhood lawn care team. They become your favorite through quality service and professionalism. Spring Green will service and maintain your lawnscape with seeding, aeration, fertilizing, disease, and insect control. Over 32 years of satisfied customers reflect their commitment to Champaign-Urbana and the Mattoon-Charleston area. Call Spring Green at 217-359-2111 or online at spring-green.com.
No matter what, it takes a great team to win, and in Fairbury, Aftershock Decals and Design wins consistently, and it's the all-star team that makes it happen. The starting lineup includes production manager Jim Hoffleton, graphics designer Kyle Kuzmich, and lead installer Tate Brewster. With these guys, it's all about creative innovation, not custom duplications. Do you have what it takes to be a part of this winning team? Aftershock Decals and Designs is recruiting. If you are looking to join this all-star team and you have 2 years of experience in either graphics design or wrap installations, we want you. Full-time benefits include retirement plan, health and life insurance, paid holidays, paid vacation. To be a part of the Jim, Kyle, and Tate show, visit AftershockDD.com/jobs. That's AftershockDD.com/jobs. Aftershock Decals and Design is an equal opportunity employer. That's a wrap. Get noticed. AftershockDD.com/jobs.
Ready for an exciting change? At Moore Norman, we can take your look from ordinary to extraordinary in a matter of minutes. Our innovative skincare, perfectly matched foundations, and on-trend colors will make a difference that's written all over your face. Come in and see what a makeover can do. We'll help select the products that are just right for you, and we'll teach you tips that the pros know about applying your most flattering shades. Ask for your free express makeover today, calling 217-359-8100 or visit 706 West Market View Drive in Champaign.
Want unbeatable prices on your next furniture purchase, but also seeking that local hometown feel? Look no further than Kelsey Furniture in Tuscola. Customers rave about their friendly, established staff, as well as their great selection, amazing prices, and second-to-none delivery service. They're a third-generation local business, and they've always got your best interests at heart. Find the look you love for less. Open 9 to 5 Monday through Saturday, but always available online at kelseyfurniture.com. That's kelseyfurniture.com.
When you make the right decision, it feels good, like picking the perfect accent rug or choosing a good night's sleep over an all-night crime show binge. It feels really good to make the right insurance decision, too. That's why State Farm agent Kurt Lenschow is right here in Champaign-Urbana to help you select the right protection at the right price. Kurt will make sure you understand your State Farm coverages so you'll know what to expect if the unexpected happens. Just call him when you want the real deal. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Hey, Class A CDL drivers. Gale Ferrix Trucking wants to invite you to join our team and get a taste of what it's like to work with a team that cares about you, your home time, and your professional growth, as well as your paycheck. This is Operations Manager Donna Onstott inviting you to join us as we continue building the company you would have started if you knew then what you know now. Gale Ferrix Trucking. Call 765-793-7131 today. Our drivers are pre-dispatched, make a guaranteed minimum gross pay of $1,200 per week, have paid vacations and benefits, and are home every weekend and sometimes during the week for quality family time. Our openings are limited, so don't miss your opportunity with the top-paying trucking company in the area, Gale Ferrix Trucking. Call 765-793-7131 today. The days are getting longer, and our customers are booking us up with freight. Gale Ferrix Trucking. 765-793-7131 or email timo@gftlog.com.
Pepsi Cola Champaign-Urbana Bottling, a valued member of the community for two generations, is proud to announce that applications are being accepted for commercial drivers, merchandisers, warehouse associates, plus a website and social media intern. Full-time positions include major medical, dental, a 401k and vacation time, along with sick time and paid holidays. To view all openings and to apply, go to PepsiColaCU.com. Then under the More header, click Employment Opportunities. Equal Opportunity Employer.
You're listening to WSJK ESPN 93.5 Tuscola Champagne.